Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're reliant, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion. Okay, we just hold it for Brother DeWater, y'all. Well, I just tried to call him myself. I went straight to voicemail. I'm not sure. We'll give him a few more minutes.
to see if they get in. Okay, Brother DeWater calling in now, everybody. He said he was on already, but we didn't see him. Let's see if we can see him. Okay, there it is now, man. All right. Okay, Brother DeWater, you on?
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shoot. Finally got it. But, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk a little bit? You ain't got to go nowhere.
No, go ahead. We got time.
Okay. Yeah. Grandpa, great-grandpa, which we call him Crazy Hog, he taught me about the compass and the square. And the number one geometric instrument is the compass, and the number two is the square. And in order for one to know oneself, you have to first understand who you is. In order to understand you, in 2016, you have to be a scientist, Brother Drew. And the first science is called the 12 laws of nature in this language. And the knowledge has been called other things. It's been called occult geometry. It's been called esoteric, hermetic, geometrical science of motion, numbers, signs, and symbols. It's been called the esoteric science of the Masonic orders of secret societies. But you had to know where this knowledge came from and why this knowledge was hid for such a long time. But 2016, we are not ignorant to the knowledge, and a lot of us was taught this knowledge as children and didn't know what the hell mama and dad and them was talking about. I know I was taught this damn knowledge and didn't know it until I started seeing it at 50 years old and understanding it through looking and seeing what stories that great-grandpa had taught me in this teaching that is called the Masons. Now, you only get this teaching if you're a Mason, and you only know it. You had it in several different religions teaching, but you didn't recognize it because it's up under science and sense. It's what it is. Knowledge is broke down into two kinds of knowledge, esoteric and exoteric. And for us, in order to understand ourselves, we have to become these esoteric scientists. I found this out, Brother Drew, all the way based down to everything. You got to start at the beginning of everything. So the first science in nature, which we are nature, everything that's in come into existence, once you become a being, you become nature. Once you become a being, and you come a being through the first law of nature, which is motion, and that takes you all back where we went back through it of the atom and a molecule and the elements and the how when they get to mixing, the earth is turning. This is the we live. Let's first find out where we live first. We live in the 12th galaxy, all the human beings, that's the people of color that's here on the earth. We came from the 19th galaxy. This is the knowledge that's hid from the masses of people that's been hid for years. But your Bible, your Quran, it tells you that it'll come a time that none of this knowledge would be hid. somebody would know this knowledge and would help you to this knowledge. So now is the time that we know that this knowledge is the truth, because it's the oldest knowledge known to mankind, and it's the oldest signs and symbols and numbers that produces the language that all languages came out of. It's always a number one and a number two. And the only way you can find that out is the first law of nature is motion. So when inorganic and organic matter start making motion through molecules and the heat get with it, the four elements get with it, and then all of a sudden through reasoning to existence of being, a living organism, a living being is created. And that's the first law of nature. But this being, the only way that this being can be created, you fall up under the second law of nature, which the second law of nature is the laws of opposites. So when we become the laws of opposites, Brother Drew, it had to be a male and a female for us to get here. It's the laws of opposites is just what it is. You got
right.
White and black. Enemy, not enemy. Hate and love. And when we take this second law of nature, the second law of nature makes you have perfect understanding of everything that came into creation. Guess what, you knowing that second law of nature, and that means that everything that is breathing these four elements, air is the number one element, is breath. For anything to come into existence, it has to have air. Then after it comes into existence, it has to have water, which is the second. And to stay in existence, you have to have earth around you, because if you didn't have earth around you, then fire from the sun would turn your ass up if we see you no more. And so you are very unique in you becoming a being. That's all beings. That's all creatures that's breathing and living and moving around. That's on earth. That goes into many forms of nature. It goes into your insect world, your different worlds you're dealing with then. But we're just dealing with the human being and mankind. See, everything in existence has a beginning, and it has a hybrid that came out of that, meaning it, the number two. You had to know who the number two was, who the number one and the number two. Why you had to know the number one and number two, Brother Drew, is the third law of nature would catch your ass. And the third law of nature is the law of balance. And balance is just what it is. That means 50-50. Ain't got no time for anything a milligree, a millimouse, of an amoeba, some shit you can't see. Can't see amoeba with the naked eye. You have to have a whole lot of see amoeba, one cell organ. Then he's live, he's wiggling, but you can't see it. It can't be out of balance. It has to be what it is. And that's what's wrong with the world today as we see. Everything is out of balance. And the balance of you succeeding is outweighing the balance of right and wrong, mentally wise, or how you think it. because you offering to mankind system and you ain't using the human being system, the first system that was put here was, you out of whack. And I find it simply amazing, Brother Drew, through us studying history, we know that how you get rid of people, you completely annihilate them. We take this word, love and hate. Well, as long as there is love, there's going to be hate. But you had to take out, start with them laws of opposites, black and white. Okay, the enemy to black and white is white. Now, we go into biology. Go to the recessive gene chart. And it's very, we become scientists now. Anything that is white, including people, it is the recessive gene. The colored, the dark gene, which is us, people with melanin in your skin, that is the pure gene. If you, that's the reason when a white man, purebred, Germanic race of people, there's not very many of them, but it's still some of them around as we speak. It's still some of them around, the purebred. When they mix their seed with the colored person, well, then that put back human blood into them. When they in that pure white form, they in mankind's form. That's a freak of nature. That's a person that don't look like his shadow. So you can, your shadow tells the whole story on you, great-grandpa said. He said that's why we believe in killing a man's shadow. And we see his ass no more. And that if you wanted to understand Junior, he called me, Little Hawk, if you wanted to understand a freak of nature, he said there is a race of people that's walking around, a tribe of people, he called them, walking around on earth that don't look like they shadow, that look like your great-great-grandpa on your mama's side, which was an Ashkenazi Jew. And he said, he don't look like his shadow. He a freak of nature. He ain't one of us. He came from outer space. That's what Grandpa would tell me. And Mama would be telling me that Grandpa practicing hoodoo, brother Drew. So when I asked Grandpa, I say, Grandpa, Mama say you practice hoodoo. He say, yeah, I practice hoodoo. He say, because I asked voodoo, what your mama practiced, who do you believe in? And he say, when you ask the person who do, you ask the question who you believe in. Do you, and then after that person say, well, you tell that person, I know what voodoo magic that you believe in, because what you believe in is voodoo magic, known as white magic and black magic. And great-great-grandfather say, I know who conquered old black magic and put his ass in a spell was white magic. And I didn't understand what Grandpa was telling me at 5, 7, and 8 years old, all the way up until I was 14 years old when he died, when I was a freshman in high school in 1960 at 120 years old. He born in 1840. I didn't understand what Grandpa was saying, but I understand what he's saying now, and I understand the allegories and the storytelling that he put it in by telling me about old black magic is white magic, because nobody never talk about white magic, which is Druidism. They keep that shit hid from niggas, Brother Drew. The niggas don't know nothing about Druidism, Wicca, right. Druidism. All they know is black magic is hoodoo and voodoo. Well, Grandpa say, we believed in hoodoo. And then when I started learning about Moshe, who they call Moses, his real name is Shania in the ancient language, he was the first hoodoo man. And he was known as the hoodoo priest. And he wrote 12 books. So you only got 5 books of Moses, but Moses wrote 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 books of Moses. I got all them damn books. And I was initiated into the Mosaic laws through studying Islam when I became a Muhammad on the desert, crossing the desert and drinking at the well of Zimzim. You see, I've blown the 46 different Masonic orders that I was initiated in, plus what Grandpa taught me. Shit, I know so much shit that Grandpa had taught me that when I did go to them lodges and try to get in, shit, I knocked the door down, because hell, I know how to get in. I know the knock to get in, and when I get challenged by the Tyler, shit, I tear his ass up. Grandpa had taught me to do how to take the course. See, when you go knock 3 times at the door, they'll say, who go there? Grandpa say, how you fuck them is you throw the shit on them. They gonna ask you questions, but Grandpa say you had to know how to get the question off of you. Like, they'll ask you, how you traveling? Well, if you answer that from east to west, would Grandpa say, and you want to show how much knowledge you got because you know it, he say they done fuck you. He say, but when they ask you how you traveling, don't say from east to west, because the next question they're going to ask you, why you traveling from east to west? And you got to say, because God came from the east to the west. And why did he come? You got to answer every damn question. But Grandpa say, when they ask you that first question, you ask them one question. How did you ask me how you traveling? And Grandpa say, they got to tell you, I asked you on the square. And he say, when they say that, you ask them, why on the square? You're doing the questioning there. And Grandpa say, you fuck a mason. I've been using that on a mason. Drew, when I get through with them, after the third question, they say, I crave, I crave, I crave, I crave meatball, I crave. That means, please don't ask me no more questions. I bow down to you. God damn it. You my wishful master. I tear the ass up with what Grandpa taught me when I was starting my teaching at 5 years old. And so, in order for us to understand that, we lived in Crockett out in the woods, man. We lived in College Hill, was the woods, man. We had, you could walk 50 yards from Big Mama's house and you dead and shit. You bobcats, any damn thing might attack your ass. Mountain lions, every damn thing. It had everything that it had, deer, squirrel, rabbits, coons, doves, everything. You go 50 yards from Big Mama's house, both my grandmama's house, you dead, you in hunting, they got ponds and they had the hurricane barrel ran through. We only had to walk a mile and a half to the hurricane barrel that ran through all of those properties that lived up on College Hill and Northside and through the black communities. That's when we hunted and fished and ate out of the garden and shit and lived the life of what I call Riley. But once you understand these 12 laws of nature and how it functions, how you are, then you understand yourself, how great you are. So it's no one like you, Brother Drew. Nobody got your eye print fingerprint, toe print. When Amun Ra made us, we was made very unique individual. Everything is individual. And each individual had the mind, which a mind is a school of thoughts. And see, and when the mind ain't been taught these 12 laws of nature from the beginning of 5 years old, because five is your power number. That's when you put this knowledge on your child and start showing it to him out in nature. When we was a tribe of people and we were uncivilized, Brother Jude, that's what the white man said, and we lived in these huts and teepees and wig-ups and Pueblo homes and bowl homes, and we became dug our homes off in the mountains, and some of us lived in the ground over here, and some of us had teepees and wig-ups, and we were savages. That's what the white man said, but we didn't have no goddamn diseases, and we had plenty. We could drink water out of the Trinity River. It wasn't polluted. So, I mean, because that's how the people called the Creek Nation of people live by the creeks. We call what they call the Natchez River, the Trinity River, the Pecos River, the Red River. It's two more of them. It's known as rivers. We call these creeks. And we had territories. Each nation of people had its own tribe in it. Like if you was Comanche, you belong to the see. The Comanches was the biggest tribe over here in this part where we living now. And that was funny about them goddamn Comanches. Grandpa used to tell me. Grandpa said a Comanche, he was a rotten son of a bitch, because he dealt with the white man and the Mexican. See, at first they was freeing. The Comanche tribe had both Mexicans and blacks as slaves, Brother Drew, that they would sell these jokers to the white man. You see, that was Comanches. And Grandpa said they was a treacherous tribe. They was always, all the tribes was at war with the cause. What they would do is he was Cherokee, Lakota, Apache, Mescalera. Well, they would, Comanche was going to Mexico to get Mexican women and children and come back and sell them to the white sellers in the same way they would do the blacks, because the blacks was in Mexico, the runaway slaves. If they could get to Mexico across the Rio Grande, they was free. I wonder how many people know this in our history, Brother Drew.
No,
you know,
sure.
ain't that many people know that doing slavery. That's the reason Brownsville, Texas, and all them Texas, Corpus Christi, all them people had slaves down there. Them niggas run away to Mexico. They had a hard time. The plantation owners, after reading our history, had a hard time of keeping slaves when they were that close to Mexico, because if you could get to Mexico, see, Santa Ana, and that wall was actually fought behind slavery shit. Them white boys wanted to have slaves. Santa Ana say, shit, you can't have slaves down here in Texas.
Yeah.
Ain't no goddamn slaves to be in. We own goddamn Texas. That's why that damn wall was fought. That wall wasn't falling behind that shit. Santa Ana won, and then the Texans, they reunited and caught Santa Ana, and Santa Ana made a deal with them. Mexico didn't sign no goddamn treaty with the United States. Mexico's still at war with the United States there, just like Creek Nation of people. We ain't never signed no peace. Show me where we done signed a peace treaty with these son of bitches. Like Grandpa say, I'm still at war with your ass. Shit. I ain't signed no peace treaty. The only goddamn, what do they call Indian sign a peace treaty was the Algonquins. That's them son of bitches on the East Coast. Them the ones.
Yep.
Old Mick. And the Creeks, we ain't signed no goddamn treaty with them, with the white boy. You go back in the John Quincy Adams and John Adams goddamn presidential and how he, then you go back into some history, Brother Drew, of they made a movie of Tecumseh. You need to see that movie, Tecumseh. It tells you the whole history of how the white man stole that land from Tecumseh's people and got the Iroquois to fight and the Choctaw to fight that tribe of people. And they ran the Sioux into Canada. See, and you need to know the history of how white folks done killed the indigenous people, not the goddamn Africans. Them ain't our people. But done killed our people, too. To the point that you can go to Oklahoma, nobody talk about it. They got a, just like in Washington, they got the National Cemetery of Unknown Soldiers. They got a place in Oklahoma where they massacre school children, this general did, you know, down there in Colorado. Hell, I used to have to deliver down there, the Sand Hill, I think it's Sand Hill, Colorado. I passed by the massacre of Brother Drew, of how they have killed us off and the diseases. I got a book of Big Mama left me all the tribes that were over here that died from either the hands of white people or from smallpox and the pox that they brought over here, diseases, and the animals. There wasn't no hogs over here. They brought hogs and rats. There wasn't no rats over here. There wasn't no goddamn hogs over here. Those are what the animals came from across the water over here and were brought over here. There wasn't no damn roaches over here. Shit. I mean, we ain't got to be ignorant in 2016, goddammit. The books and the history is in. And you talking to somebody that knows the shit. You see, so you can't bullshit us about this shit. You first have to understand your body. And I find it simply amazing, Brother Drew. We have talked the numbering systems, where the numbering system that came from the 19th galaxy that was given to all humans. The first system was up under the number 19. If you're a Muslim, you're familiar with the number 19, especially if you was in the Nation of Islam, you're familiar with the number 19. You got a basis in the 19, but the 19 is deeper than what you have learned in Islamic teaching. That's just like a beginning course. It's far more deeper because you had to deal with the compass and the square, and you didn't, when you was teaching it, you didn't deal with the compass and the square, and so you had to teach the compass and the square, and which one comes first, which one comes up, the cipher, which you call a zero or odd or old or a circle, that's what they call it in this language, but it's a cipher in our language. This cipher represents the compass, which is it represents 360 degrees, and you have the triangle, which is 270 degrees, but it's an enclosed, and then you have the square, which is made by a framing square, which is made by a framing square. Geometrical instrument called a framing square, which creates either a rectangle or oblong tangle, meaning One is 450 degrees, and one is 360 degrees. We talking what white boy called this physics, geometry. See, in your Masonic order, everything in creation is geometry, meaning you're dealing with numbers. And when we go back on the ancient numbers, we don't make no mistake. And I find it, when we was being created, Brother Drew, I find it simply amazing how the human being was created, because the cipher, which white folks call O, well, the cipher is the first beginning of knowledge, because that's the sign and symbol for your head, which is 360 degrees. And I find it simply amazing that 360 degrees, a cipher, your head, 360 degrees. You got two eyes, 360 degrees, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, and all of this is 360 degrees. Oblong square, oblong circle, but it all equal to 360 degrees. And this is your head. This is what comes up first. The cycle comes up first. Your blood is supposed to be either O negative or O positive if you are a human being. People of color, but because you mix, your blood became AB and AB complex and all of these foreign blood because of mixing with mankind. Something happened. We know what happened. We know the whole story, but it's so unique how this numbering system is so unique to let you know at a certain period of time that mathematically speaking, if we use this system right here, we can understand who we are. Now, that's strange. Let's look at the system. In your body, you have what, Brother Drew? Nine systems, which is called the endocrine system. Everything is 9, 12, everything on this system. If you understand the numbering system, what each number, number 9 never changed, the number 7 is perfect, the number 5 is your power number, the number 10 is Yah's number, number 11 is 101 with Yah, number 12 is complete. When these numbers catch you, I used to sing a song when Sally caught the numbers. When these numbers catch you, in creation, and because you're in creation, these numbers catch you, Brother Drew. I find out that these numbers is awesome, especially in reading the knowledge and reading what's going on, even in the weather system. If you understand these numbers right now and understand the 12 laws of nature and the seasonings, the four seasons, well, you would understand the weather. Shit, the scientists don't know what the weather is. The 12 laws of nature, let's use reasoning and common sense, because we know the 12 laws of nature. You in the great year, not the regular, but the grand year of Aquarius, which came in 1970, not the year 2000, because of change time. So you off balance with time. Your calendar, your season, all of this shit is out of balance because it's not correct. The third law of nature tells you everything got to be balanced, so it's got to be correct. You have to be on the right. You can't go from this day to this. Time don't goddamn stop and then go back and change from BC to AD and shit. Time is indefinite. It don't repeat itself. Not time, but history and the people that's in time repeats itself to go back to old times. And over there, that's what makes history. It's so amazing because history repeats itself. But time don't repeat itself. Common sense tell you that, Brother Drew. You can't go back and recapture not even a milligram of a fucking second.
Right.
Time that passed you is gone. It's history. See it. And you constantly is in what? The present. You ain't in the future. Your future is the shape that your ass in the present. That's your fucking future. You looking for a future, hell, you live in your future. And the only way that you can constantly live is you being oppressed in the future is that you ain't learned a goddamn thing about your past, Brother Drew. I mean,
right.
If you understood marching in 2016, you would know that the same thing that Martin Luther King marched for is 1955 he started that shit. What you ass doing marching for the same goddamn thing in 2016? Why? Because you ain't learned a goddamn thing from that shit that started in 55. You ain't learned a goddamn thing. Because goddamn, if what is hip, like Tower Power, goddamn used to sing that song back in the 60s, he asked the niggas, this song Tower Power put out a song, What Is Hip? Lou Donaldson put out Compared to What? I didn't understand. The Last Port put out a song. I understand these damn songs I used to sing now, Brother Drew at 71. Asked a goddamn question to the niggas back then. If what is hip is hipper than hip, your ass would be hipper than hip if it was hip. If marching and goddamn protesting was hip, goddammit, your ass would be hipper than hip. Your ass is still marching and you ain't got hip yet. That marching ain't the goddamn way. Protesting right. Ain't the motherfucking way. What you doing goddamn now, it ain't goddamn going to change. And go back into history. How did them white folks put them dogs on your ass, they put them goddamn things, and they shot your ass, and the policeman is telling you how we going to shoot your goddamn ass when we get the go-ahead signal from Donald Trump. And you know what I know, Brother Drew? If you think I'm lying, on Thursday nights and Friday nights and Saturday nights, go into any of the black neighborhoods that they have designated as high crime area, you will see the police practicing, locking down streets, locking your goddamn ass in. They on your ass like I seen them over here between where I live, where me and your daughter live, between Wadsworth and Sundayville. It's called a high risk. That plaza now, I seen them, the police, how they lock that motherfucker down, Brother Drew. Boom, boom. They practicing how to lock down. How to lock down.
Yeah,
they lock down from plaza now all the way up to Sunny, but they had the whole block on that side where the Washington, London, all of that shit, they had that shit on lockdown. They had that shit so smooth how they made that operation of how they locked that whole goddamn shit. Your ass couldn't get in and your ass couldn't get out. They practicing. Because goddamn it, when they goddamn call martial law, they know your ass is going to act the goddamn fool. Why you think they got special body armors? Why you think they got AK-47s? That's what they shit SWAT got in the officers. Go look in their goddamn car. Brother Drew, and they been had them, let me tell you, in New Mexico. I had to, you know how they spot check a truck? The highway patrolman? So he say, Carnell Concession, I've been watching you come through here for over a year, he told me. He'd been watching this truck. He say, it's finally your turn. He say, for me to stop your ass and check this truck out. He say, it's your turn, Carnell said. So I know how to handle them. Brother Drew, I know my log, everything was up to date, but I know how to handle one of them white boys because I know he's looking for something. I say, man, he seen on my driver's license where it said veteran. He said, oh, you was in. I said, yeah, and I said, I'm going to ask you a question. I said, what in the hell is you doing with an AK-47 and a 10-gauge? Brother Drew, that's what we used in the bush in Vietnam. A 10-gauge shotgun with a 42-inch fucking barrel on it. That's what they used. 10-gauge shotgun is what they used to drop an elephant at. I said, man, what is that? He said, man, I'm close to the border. He said, this is what they shoot at. He said, you got to have this, because that's what they shooting at us coming out the border. He told me this about 5 or 6 years ago. He said, man, he said, why? Man, he just started talking. He said, man, if I ain't got this kind of shit on me, he said, I get killed. He said, because of drug dealers. He said, this is what they shooting at us. So these people are heavily armed, and people ride around with these. The swatting them down. They done told you they done give them AK-47. They done already told you on the news what they done gave them in the body armor. They done already told you. What are they getting ready for? That means that the police force, which is the first line of defense, the police, then the sheriff, that's the first line of homeland security, is your police. Police can't handle it. They call in the sheriff. The sheriff can't handle it, they call in the highway patrol. If the highway patrol can't handle it, they call the National Guards in on your ass. If the National Guards can't handle it, they call the federal goddamn troops in on your goddamn ass. What part of that your ignorant ass don't understand while your ignorant ass is marching is how your ass gonna get killed. Out there, goddamn, after January, when Donald Trump come take office, because they ain't going to take that bullshit of you protesting and acting a goddamn fool. They done already told you, if you study their book, how you had to operate with them. They done told your ignorant ass that you had to be a nation of people because they getting ready to go to a global one world government, one world religion, one world everything, and to do business, you got to do business with these Zionist Jews. You got to do business with them, and you do business with them and have a voice as a fucking nation in the United Nations of all nations. Your ass had to become a nation, and you had to goddamn come out of the white man's nation because they finna take his ass down. And you had to bring your ignorant black ass out of him. Your Bible tell you that. Your Quran tell you that. Every book tell your ignorant ass that. There ain't a book that you say your holy ass believe in that don't tell you come out of her, my people. Even not your oppressor choose none of his ways. These books tell you that. The only way, now I find this very simply amazing. The next time Grand Sanhedrin meet would be 2089 from 1989 to 2089 is 100 years. And we are so many years off into it already. But I can see this. The only way that you can get rid of hate is that you have to completely what, Brother Drew? Annihilate. Hate. Hate has got to become extinct. According to the protocol, 2089, it won't be no white people on earth, because for one simple reason, they will be the mixed, they're a seed nation of people, and you would be able to see a new breed of colored people being born with five wavy hair. So what are we looking at? I can look at my grandchildren and see this from crossbreeding. Look at a Mexican and a black man baby now. Look how pretty that baby is. Look at a Chinese and a Mexican. Look at that. Mix a little white man in there. White man mixes his seed with any race, any colored race of people, and he mixing it with the Mexicans, with the Arabs, with the, you name it, he's mixing with it. He gonna do mix himself completely out. Come the year 2089, you shouldn't see him no more. Well, that's when the earth will become peaceful. It's when he no longer exists. His school of thoughts and his ways exist on earth. This is what protocol said. Well, I can see that, Brother Drew. That ain't too common sense. I can use common sense and reason and see that protocol is telling me that, because for the simple reason, the 12 laws of nature tell me that this is what happened. But giving us a good example, Brother Drew, is the 10 Germanic, used to be 12 nations of people. Let's go visit Russia. Now, if we go to Russia now, the purest of Magog, Gog, and Tubal, and Japheth's children, lived in Russia. That's that 6-foot white boy, blue eyes, built like Paul Bunyan. Guess what, Brother Drew? Only 5% of Russia, as we speak right now, is purebred. The Russians ain't even having babies no more. Ever since, for the last 50 years, when the Persian, Islamic, Arab, Muslim went into Russia, they done took over Russia, because down there 90-some percent of the Russian military is Muslims. Islam has taken over the country, and Russian Orthodox Christianity is down there done got pulled out of the shit. They done took over from mixing their seed, and the Russian women mixed their damn seed with them people. And now you ain't got no more purebred Russians. Same way with Germany. You ain't got no more purebred Germans. Same way with Africa. If you ain't in them remote tribes, you ain't got no purebred African no more. Caribbean, go down there. The white man mixing his seed till he completely mixes his seed. 12 laws of nature tell it. And he way far into this mixing, Brother Drew, where, as we speak it right now, it's going to happen. That's how far deep it is into the mixing, because we are into the X, Y, millennial, and Z generation of people. And their way of thinking is that it's all right. You can see that negative, Malachi, y'all call it a negative spirit. That is created in the white nation of people, you can see it being cooled down through inbreeding. And that's what the protocol said that they did. They started the inbreeding with mammies. White kids in the South had to suck in the black woman's titty. The Jews say that they found out that this calmness some bitch's spirit down the baby as the generation. See, these Zionists, I'm talking about what this protocol said. This is what the protocol said, that they could see this, the Jewish scientists could see as they mixed these people's seed. And then they said in 1930, is what they said they did, Brother Drew. They took certain Jewish women, married them to the elite white boy, took the baby and put him in Jewish seminar, trained him in their ways, and now he's the leading doctors and lawyers in every nation of people. They took the babies. They say this was, they planned that. I mean, they did this. I mean, they in the protocol, they got what they call funeral rites, meaning that this has already happened. So, hell, shit, we just reading history and studying history, Brother Drew. The next week, Brother Drew, I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah, Amin Yah, Yikah, praise the mighty Yah, Amin Yah, Mother Yah. Thank you for the message.